again because they're the best. Where else could you go to have 24/7 convenient, easy drive-up access with a professional manager on site to assist you anytime? And if you need a storage unit unexpectedly, use their convenient 24-hour rental kiosk and do it all, paying online with your personal customer account. They have climate-controlled units that vary in size for residential, business, and commercial storage. For more information, visit storage309.com.
18. Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's the last vote in the midterm elections. I'm Dave Anthony Fox. Senate runoff in Mississippi, where the polls are now just opening.
I believe that I'm the candidate to take Mississippi into the third decade of the 21st century. I'm talking about jobs and health care.
Former Democratic Congressman Mike Espy challenging Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who was appointed to replace Senator Thad Cochran.
I will continue to stand up for the conservative values of Mississippi.
President Trump campaigned for Senator Hyde-Smith last night, brought up the migrants in Mexico.
We're sending a clear message to the caravans and to the trespassers. Turn around, go back home.
Hundreds rushed the border trying to get in near San Diego Sunday, driven back by tear gas. Thousands more remain camped out in Tijuana, hoping to get asylum in the U.S., including Eduardo from Honduras, who told Fox this morning.
It's not easy because, you know, eat good. You eat only one time a day. You're drinking quite a little bit.
Paul Manafort is in hot water again. The former Trump campaign chairman, already convicted in the special counsel's investigation, now accused of lying. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, Manafort's been cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller since he struck a plea deal in September. But now prosecutors say they'll no longer uphold their part of the agreement because he's been lying. Manafort's lawyers say he's been providing truthful information to investigators. But they've also asked a federal judge in Washington to set a sentencing date. The 69-year-old who's been in solitary confinement can now face additional charges in a lengthier prison term. Dave?
Well, Rachel, the president just tweeted, it's a phony witch hunt that Mueller has gone rogue in the Russia probe. The fake news media builds him up as a saint. The president wrote, it's the exact opposite. He's ruining lives. In Northern California, is now up to 88 people dead in that wildfire that burned down more than 13,000 homes. The number still unaccounted for is down about 200. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested, and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
GM is facing a fight from the United Auto Workers Union to the plan to close factories as the automaker restructures, cutting nearly 15,000 blue and white-collar jobs.
The GM plant closure announcement got an angry reaction from the president, who said he's already spoken with GM CEO Mary Barra.
They say the Chevy Cruze is not selling well. I say, well, then get a car that is selling well and put it back in.
Besides the Chevy Cruze, GM is also eliminating the Chevy Volt, the Chevy Impala, the Buick LaCrosse, and the Cadillac CT6. All told, GM plans to lay off 15% of its workforce and shutter 5 plants in North America, including one in Ohio and another in Michigan, 2 states the president won in 2016. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Now, Wall Street liked GM's plan. Its stock rose nearly 5%, part of a big rally yesterday when the Dow surged 354 points. This morning, stock futures are modestly lower. Nebraska's lottery is being screwed on scratch-off tickets, saying humbug to some winners.
Turns out they weren't so lucky after all. The state lottery canceled its new holiday bonus Bucks game in September after discovering the company that produced the tickets misprinted them. but 405 had already been sold before the issue was discovered within 2 hours of the game's opening. Winner amounts on the misprinted ticks range from a few bucks to $40,000. But state law doesn't legally obligate the Nebraska Lottery to pay prize money for tickets issued in error. So what now? Those who return holiday bonus bucks will get lottery scratch coupons in return. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Bank of America is doing things differently in Texas. An ATM malfunctioned in Houston early Monday, handing out $100 bills instead of tens. People heard about it, flocked to the ATM, but Sheriff Stephanie showed up to stop them. The bank says it'll let people keep whatever free money they got. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Amy Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign police are investigating an armed robbery that happened at a gambling parlor on Friday night. Police say a 30-year-old Champaign woman was at Lacey's Place Slots and Video Poker when a man approached her, displayed a gun, and demanded money. He took off after she gave him money. Comedian Rodney Carrington is coming to town. He'll be at the Virginia Theater on February 28th. Tickets go on sale November 30th at 10 a.m. The cost is $44.75 for reserve seating and up to $180 for VIP packages. The Champaign County Sheriff Dan Walsh has some warnings after a couple of weekend break-ins in Mahomet. In one case, a woman heard a noise that she didn't answer at the door. She found a man standing in her kitchen. In another case, a gun and some other items were stolen from a house. Walsh tells the News Gazette, often there is a knock at the door, and if no one answers, they go around to the back, break the glass, and kick in the door. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Now your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. Some light snow, fog, mist is what they're saying now for westerly winds at 20 miles per hour. We've got a wind chill of 4, temperatures at 20, only up to 24 today and 16 our low tonight, with the scattered flurries in the forecast. An increase in the clouds with a high 31 expected tomorrow, down to 27 at night. On Thursday, up to 41. Then there's a 30% chance of precipitation that carries into Friday morning. But Friday's high at 46, inside 50 by Saturday. Right now we're at 20. ESPN 93.5.
All right, it is Tuesday morning. We asked the vet if you have any dog or cat questions for your favorite companion, or one of your favorite companions. You have multiple dogs and cats. Anyway, Dr. Todd coming up. 359-2255, our text line, always open to you. Well, Diane found Cully Walter. We'll talk to him later this hour.
Yeah.
He is
Sages.
Head coach of the Monticello Sages. And he'll be up here in 25 minutes or something. Cully from Monticello, local boy I didn't know. Uh-huh. Learned a lot about it. Anyway,
that's
congratulations,
right.
Monticello. State champions, Class 3A. Still buzz about Lovie Smith. And following a full 2 days to digest the news, I'm fully supportive of Josh Whitman on this. And here's why. All right, yeah, Lovie with a 9-27 record, 4-23 in the Big Ten, obviously not very good.
Mm-hmm.
Worst defense we've ever had at the University of Illinois. So, do you want to start this all over again? With another guy to come in and get his guys, with another guy after 3 years? If you don't extend him, every recruit in America that has any interest in the University of Illinois will be told by any competitor, you can't go there, he's going to be fired.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what's true or not true, it's what they say in a living room with mom and or dad or aunt, uncle, grandma, grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
They say, Lovie's in trouble, he'll never be there. When Lovie would go out and try and hire a coach, the coach's wife's going to say, honey, you want to move to Illinois? I mean, the guy's going to be fired in a year. We've got to pick up the kids who are in school. They like their friends. I mean, that.
That's right.
You got life. So Josh's choice was to let them go after 3 years and give them $12 million in their buyout plan. Or show confidence and extend. I'll let him say it. Josh Whitman yesterday, I think he capsuled what he was thinking.
Well, I think, you know, I get it. I understand the record that we put on the field here the last 3 years. I understand the frustration. We share in that frustration. We expect to play better. And you know, generally, I think do extensions for one of two reasons. One is as a reward for things that have happened in the past, or the second is to put a team in a position to be successful in the future. And as we looked at how I, as the athletic director, we, as the athletic program, could best position this program to be successful moving forward, we thought that giving coach that vote of confidence, taking this strong action, would send a message to our staff, to our current team, to prospective staff members, and to recruits that this is a program that's headed the right direction, that it has the support of the upper reaches of our university, and that this is something they should come be a part of. And that was, you know, as we thought through the best way to approach this offseason, we thought that sending that strong message was absolutely the right thing to do.
Yeah, we won four games. That's twice as many as last year, but it felt worse because of some of the losses were so bad and the defense was so bad. There's certainly concerns, and everybody shares them, including Lovey. But do you want to try and start again after 3 years and start all this over again when in reality – who wants to take the job? You got 3 years? Really? That's not enough. That's a bad job. Now, the other side of that, what if Lovey's successful? What if he wins six times next year and we go to some six-game bowl game, whatever?
Right.
And then the next year we win seven, the next year we win eight. All of a sudden we have a program on the move.
Uh-huh.
And Josh will have been vindicated, as will Lovey. He can retire in splendor and glory and a much better field than it is right now. I think most folks in the News Gazette has a survey, 30X Illini, and most are in the camp of understanding all that. Some say, hey, you get rewarded for performance, and they haven't had it.
Right.
But I'm in support of it. I think it's the way to go right now because of what I just said. $12 million buyout, only 3 years. You can't recruit without some confidence.
Right.
And he had been creamed in the homes. Creamed. We only have, 11 recruits? We don't have very many recruits. As it stands right now, I think we're last in the Big Ten in the recruiting class. So what we have to do is go out and get some kids in the next 3 weeks. And now with this vote of confidence and Lovey got extended, yeah, it looks like things are stable in Champaign. Okay, hon, that sounds good. You have a chance.
When it comes to the recruitments, we had a visit with Jeremy Warner in the 8 o'clock hour yesterday, and he said that he's been getting texts from folks that said it makes a difference. This contract extension through 2023.
It just shows a little bit of confidence. You know, and it doesn't mean that if Illinois goes 0-12 next year, Lovey isn't fired. It doesn't mean that. The buyout will be less. And if it's a disaster, it's a disaster. There is confidence, though. And I think Josh Whitman has credibility as a former player and a very good tight end for Illinois. He's been to practices. He watches film. He sees it. And there were glimpses for just me, fan. And I said, whoa, that looks good. There were moments like that
right.
where you're thinking.
It's just that it was kind of feast or famine kind of theme.
It was feast or famine, and it was so inconsistent. But if you think about progress and you take your emotion out of it, don't all young teams do this?
That's
up,
right.
Down, peaks, valleys.
Mm-hmm.
So next year there needs to be more consistency because the kids get older and hopefully better. But no, it's the play. It's what you do. What do you think? 359-2255? You comfortable with this extension for Lovey Smith? 359-2255 if you want to chime in on that. Check your sports coming up. If you want
a housing lender.
Here we go. Sports headlines. Illinois basketball tonight in South Bend, Indiana. We pay it. Fighting Irish and Notre Dame.
That's right. It's the ACC Big Ten Challenge. And we are 2-4 on the season. Notre Dame 5-1. The game starts at 6. Last night, Nebraska over Clemson 68-66, Boston over Minnesota 68-56, and the new number one Gonzaga over North Dakota State 102-60. That's quite a difference in the score there, and same with Parkland as they beat Olivet Nazarene 105-46. That was a season high with 105 for the men's basketball team. Go Cobras. NFL action last night. The eighth straight win for the Houston Texans, beating the Tennessee Titans 34-17. On to the NBA. Indy's Pacers, 121-88 winners over Utah. They've got Phoenix tonight. San Antonio over the Chicago Bulls, 108-107. Blackhawks in Vegas tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Baseball watch. A lot of baseball people thought Josh Donaldson would be playing for the Cardinals. He signed a one-year deal with the Atlanta Braves for $23 million, and guy was hurt last year a lot with his shoulder. He was an all-star, one of the big power hitters in the American League, but he struggled with injury last year, so the Braves get Josh Donaldson, who the Cardinals had been talking to about a trade with Toronto for months and months at the trade deadline this last summer. So there's a lot of thinking that Josh Donaldson would end up in St. Louis. Did not happen. So that must mean Cardinals are saving all their money for Bryce Harper.
Okay, then.
Good news.
That's always a good theory of yours, Stevie.
Yeah, we got that. There's been buzz about Paul Goldschmidt, the superstar first baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Apparently he's being shown and marketed a bit. The Diamondbacks are looking to get youth. And he's got one more year of control before he's a free agent. And, of course, there's Manny Machado. What will the Cubs do, if anything? They did not extend Joe Maddon. Jim Hickey, the pitching coach, resigned for personal reasons. Chili Davis, the hitting coach, left. So the Cubs have got some decisions how to tighten up their ship as well and what to do, if anything.
Another story that's trending in Chicago, Hall of Fame tight end and former Chicago Bears coach Mike Ditka released from the hospital after being treated for a mild heart attack last week.
Diana had told me Saturday that he was supposed to be in there a while.
Okay.
I didn't think that was going to work because after about
it lasted a couple of days.
Yeah, after Mike's, I'm fine, let me out.
79, doing better according to his agent Steve Andell.
I would fully expect Coach Ditka to be golfing sometime this week.
Exactly.
The guy is just, he's just not good standing around. So anyway, he had that, incident a week ago today. Mild heart attack in the hospital out, what did you say, last night or today?
This was posted 11 hours ago.
Okay, so got out last night.
Yeah.
I said he's not going to lay around the hospital bed. That isn't going to happen.
Played 12 seasons in the NFL, made the Pro Bowl 5 times, inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 88.
It's lightweight and cordless, covers 1,000 square feet of surface on a single tank of fluid. It's a Checkmate system and electrostatic sprayer available at CMI, guaranteed to save you time and money. Proven tool for properly cleaning schools, daycares, workout gyms, patient room. It's all available at CMI. CMIclean.com. Betsy and Brad Parks, 359-6262, CMIclean.com.
We've got some snow coming down, just scattered flurries today. Wind gusts as high as 22 miles per hour. Today's high 24. 16 hour low tonight. Up to around the freezing point tomorrow, an increase in the clouds. Temperatures not fluctuating much. We've got a low 27 Wednesday night. Thursday, more clouds and a high 41. 46 by Friday. There's a chance of precip in the forecast Thursday night and into Friday again. Right now, some light snow, temperatures at 20 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. A little bit on the immigration. They're storming our border. What to do? Somebody did a head count as to who's who. We'll tell you about that, men versus women and children. And, you know, can people just storm in and do that? Touch on that next. 720.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple shares are skidding before the Wall Street open. The apparent response to President Trump discussing possible tariffs on iPhones. If the stock declines, it could drive down the Dow. United Technologies shares are expected to rally after the company said it would spin off its Otis elevator and carrier business to focus on aerospace. Along with announcing nearly 15,000 job cuts and eliminating the Chevy Cruze, Impala, and other models, General Motors is planning a new car. A future Cadillac crossover will be produced at GM's plant in Spring Hill, Tennessee, starting in 2019. The factory already produces the crossover Cadillac XT5 and GMC Acadia midsize SUV. The Dow Jones Industrials added 354 yesterday. NASDAQ up 142. S&P gained 40. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Quality products from Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Talking low prices, best selection of appliances in Central Illinois, and they treat you like royalty. Plus, you get a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you'll want to visit when remodeling that kitchen, just like Jay Lehman. Check out the Champaign location now. They've got 0% interest, financing with approved credit for a few more days. Save over $1,000. Find them south of 74 on Neil. Online, appliance-world.com. So the caravan, charging through Tijuana, charging through, first from Honduras, breaking into Mexico, then coming up to our coast. They're in Tijuana, and they're charging the border. What to do? In an anecdotal kind of a survey, they've determined there are 39 young men, 3,900 young men, 1,000 women, 1,000 children. And we know that bad people grab women and children to hide behind, so it's hard to determine who's who. Uh-huh. Should they be allowed to come across? They're running for their lives, is what some say. We must grant them asylum. Okay. Can we set up a shop in Tijuana? We're negotiating with Mexico now to do that. We're going to have to provide people to help with the processing. My view on this is you can't storm our border. You can't storm into my house. You can't storm into my country. You are, however, welcome if you follow the procedures. We would like to know who you are, where you came from, why you're seeking asylum, and truly if it is you're afraid for your life because of this, this, and this, then yes, but we definitely want to work the paperwork. We want to know who you are. We want to make sure that we can keep track of you, what you're doing. When you come into a sovereign nation like the United States of America, it's our right to do that.
Yes.
9 million came through Ellis Island, and guess what? A whole bunch were turned away.
That's right.
How is it possibly any sort of any logic of anybody's common sense to say that storming the borders and open borders are okay? There are some that believe that. Not a lot, I don't believe. But perhaps a growing number that think, you know, bring us your tired and poor. No, bring us your tired and poor with the right documents, the right paperwork, so we know who you are. What is? I don't get that. Open borders makes no sense. You would not take the front door off of your house, right? Why? Because you're protecting your family. As loving and giving as Christian as you are, you still want to make sure you don't put your family in danger. It's not unreasonable. Doesn't mean you're not a good Christian and you're not a loving person. You care. You try and help. But to keep an open border, that's not what we do. It's not a good idea.
This article says U.S. officials confirmed that 42 people managed to cross Sunday, have been arrested and accused of disturbing the peace and other charges in doing so. It also says that Mexico has deported nearly 100 Central American migrants a day after they tried to storm the U.S. border.
I don't understand how anybody could be supportive of that, but yet there are people that say how bad ICE is, how critical they are of Donald Trump, his opponents like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, former President Obama, all said the same thing 10 years ago. We can't have an open border. We can't have lawlessness. And all of a sudden, we can. It's good and you're bad. What's that? I touched on Lovey as we opened the show this morning. Somebody texts in, agrees with me, saying you can't start all over after 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think Josh Whitman's doing the right thing, extending Lovey, giving some sort of solace to those that would send their child to play football here and or family to coach here. So Lovey gets that essential vote of confidence because of recruiting, because you can't go in like a wounded animal trying to recruit when everybody's saying you're going to be fired. So he gets an extension that may allay some fears. In reality, I guess Josh could fire him after next year if he wanted to, but he's trying to give Lovey some room to say, hey, you're my guy. And I think it's a good play. And again, if you have a thought about this immigration, I don't understand. And sometimes, you know, it's difficult when you try and walk another mile in your friend's moccasins so you understand their point of view. Walk a mile in their shoes. Walk a mile is the saying.
I don't get that. I don't get open borders. It doesn't make any sense at all for the safety of this country to let people in. We don't know who they are. You have to have a process. You have to have a system. We're a country of laws.
This article says the migrants are mostly from Honduras, also from Guatemala, El Salvador. How did they even get into Mexico?
Well, they broke into Mexico. Okay, they came through the fencing.
7,500.
They came through. But here's the other issue. If you allow this, do you think it'll stop or increase?
Increase.
The word will get out.
Sure.
Well, you can. There's a path through to Tijuana. We got to go now. Some could very well be running for their lives. But we're going to have to sort that out. And we need to do it in Mexico. We need to provide Mexico money and people to process them in Tijuana. And the women and children, break your heart seeing that. I mean, I don't know who they are, but we'd like to find out. And if they can seek asylum, well, that's great. I'm just saying you have to have a system. And it's certainly not unreasonable to know who's coming to your country and coming in your house. Text in. What do you think? 359-2255. Head football coach of the Monticello State Champs, Cully Walter, coming up 729 ESPN 93.5.
Come out and get some eggs.
All right, we'll talk to Cully here coming up. I learned yesterday we had a guy call in and say that his dad was his little league coach. So the Welters have some history.
Well, and they've run Muhammad Bulldog Pizza, I think.
Bulldog Pizza at one point. Yeah. Anyway, we'll learn a little bit more about state championship. It's as good a 3A offense as I've ever seen. And it was kind of old school, kind of like Microsoft against Apple. That's what it looked like. 7:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter calls special counsel Robert Mueller a conflicted prosecutor gone rogue. Former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort's in trouble with Mueller again.
Mueller has tossed out Manafort's plea deal, exposing him to more prison time and the possibility of additional criminal charges. Prosecutors say the 69-year-old violated the deal by repeatedly lying to investigators in the Russia probe. Manafort, who cannot withdraw his guilty plea, denies that he lied.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Three American service members have been killed in a roadside bombing in eastern Afghanistan.
Three additional service members and an American contractor are hurt. The bombing in a region with an active Taliban presence is the deadliest incident for American troops in Afghanistan this year. It comes hours after the remains of Army Ranger Leandro Jasso landed in the U.S. The 25-year-old lost his life during a gunfight with Al-Qaeda.
Fox's Jillian Melly. This is Fox News.
Our local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal, in downtown Champaign.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. If you played sports growing up, your coach probably said something along the lines of, there's no I in team. Well, this is an important mindset to have while playing organized sports. Here at the 217 Mortgage Team, we believe there is an I in team. I am here for you every step of the way while purchasing your next home. I represent what's best for you, and I will work harder for you than anyone else. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team with Illinois National Bank because I want to work hard for you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Sheriff Dan Walsh has some warnings after a couple of weekend break-ins in Muhammad. In one case, a woman heard a noise that she didn't answer at the door. She found a man standing in her kitchen. In another case, a gun and some other items were stolen from a house. Walsh tells the News Gazette, often there is a knock at the door, and if no one answers, they go around to the back, break the glass, and kick in the door. Yesterday was Cyber Monday. Today is Giving Tuesday. It is celebrated the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. It is used to encourage people to focus on giving to others and donate to charitable causes. If you want to know how to help, you can search the hashtag Giving Tuesday on social media to see the organizations where you can donate. You also can go to the website, givingtuesday.org, and put in your city and state to find organizations that are taking donations in your area. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
For expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go see Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign. American Eagle Auto Glass.
Some scattered flurries and clouds today. We've got a high 24, 16-hour low tonight. Up to around the freezing point tomorrow, partly cloudy, then an increase in the clouds, low 27 Wednesday evening. Clouds on Thursday with a high 41. 31, low 33. 30% chance of precipitation coming into Friday, but getting up towards 50. Right now, the temperature's at 20. ESPN 93.5.
ESPN 93.5, great to help talk about Cully Walter. Talked a lot about Coach Walter yesterday as Monticello wins a 3A championship Friday. A few days ago against Byron, both undefeated teams. It happened at Memorial Stadium here in Urbana-Champaign. Coach Cully Walter, how are you and congratulations?
Well, thank you very much. I'm doing okay right now.
I got to ask you about your outfit. Windbreaker and shorts? Are you one of those shorts guys? I mean, do you wear shorts to school every day?
I'm not allowed to, but I probably would if I could. No, I enjoy wearing shorts. It's just a little bit more comfortable.
Do you block that out? I mean, when it's like 900 degrees below zero and raining, you looked like you were soaking, but you didn't look like it bothered you.
It wasn't too bad, actually. The Memorial Stadium staff had done a great job. They put heaters on the sideline. It looked a lot worse than it was. The rain was bothersome, no question about it. But once you get focused on the game, you do kind of tune that out.
Byron 12-0, Monticello 12-0, North versus Central. Usually North wins. Unity and St. John to know that well.
Right.
But it looked to me, Cully, it was Microsoft against Apple. I've never seen a 3A offense that looked like you.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm very blessed. We were very blessed to have a number of different skill kids this year that we could utilize and spread out and hopefully put pressure on defenses so that they couldn't key on just one kid. And it seemed like each and every week a different kid stepped up. And I think we all saw that Alec had quite a day. Of course, it all starts with Braden Snyder, but we have a lot of other guys that have done the job throughout the year, including those guys in the trenches that you can't live without.
Alec Bundy had a monster game, 3 touchdowns. I think he hit that pick, he closed on that so quickly. That was quite an interception that was very important late.
It was a huge play, and you're right. You know, when you look at it on the replay, the initial thought is that kid might come open, but Alec has great instincts. He reads quarterbacks very well, and he broke on the ball and just made an outstanding play. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I mean, but this thing was such a good football game. It was back and forth, and obviously Byron is a terrific football team. I'm telling you, they had all kinds of weapons, and you guys came up with big plays when you needed it. It was exciting to see this happen, and Cully, it's history for Monticello. That's got to feel great.
Oh, it really does. You know, first time, so many times, so close, so many good teams in previous years, and I think the kids were very humbled to be able to be the first team to do it and very happy to do it for the community and the teams that came before them.
Okay, so now what? How many seniors do you have?
Quite a few. Quite a few, you know. And I haven't been able to do this, but I would like to shout out to a special mention to Cole Reedy and Brandon Burton, two of our seniors that were not able to play in the state championship game. Brandon, who was a starter two ways for us, broke his leg in week two, went the whole season with us every day in practice, and was not able to play again. And Cole Reedy tore his ACL in the first round of the playoff game. And those were two very key ingredients to our team and stuck with us to the end. And another reason why it was great to win for guys like that.
Well, and you have a great culture that you've built. You came from Aledo. I believe you won 3 state titles. I didn't know you were from Muhammad. What? And you ran track at Illinois?
Yep, a long, long time ago.
what did you run?
I was a sprinter, more 200, 400. I ran the 4x1 and the 4x4. So those were my 4 main events. But, yeah, I was a sprinter way back in the
Man,
day.
Man, Cully, that's fantastic. Guy called into the show yesterday and said, yeah, Cully's dad was my little league coach, best coach ever had.
Yeah, I remember those days, too. Yeah, those were great days.
I want you to talk about the end of the game, a little insight into you. It was freezing. You took your Gatorade bath. Everybody's running toward the middle of the field. You took a knee and said a prayer. Tell me about that.
I'm just thankful. I mean, really, I'm getting to the point in my career where I'm doing this so many years. It really is. You mentioned it earlier. It was a great game. Win or lose, it was a great game. At this point, I was just very touched to be able to spend 14 weeks with our kids, and I was thankful and wanted to say a word of praise for the experience.
Well, you realize now it's that, I guess, called a bullseye on the back I mean, everybody yep. wants to beat the state champions, and you're going to have to, I guess, is it reload or rebuild?
Well, you always hope to reload, but we lose a ton of seniors, and we got a good core of kids still, you know, coming back in the program, and hopefully they're inspired to reach similar heights or at least come close.
Yeah. Okay. So I imagine, you know, what is it, November 27th? Imagine it's, you know, thinking about next year already. I mean, high schools do that now, where you start thinking about weightlifting and all that other stuff, right?
Yeah, generally speaking, we really push as much as possible kids being in a small school to participate in as many sports as possible. So if we can get them out, we'll get them out in winter sports and spring sports. But at some point, we're going to enjoy it for a little bit. I'm not, the age on me, I'm ready to enjoy it for a little bit and let the kids enjoy it for a little bit, and then we'll start worrying about next year when time comes.
You've been coaching how many years now, high school football?
This is my 25th as a head coach, 26 or 27 altogether.
Well, with rain coming down your forehead, I had you pegged at about 35, so you
right.
must be a little older than that. You were rocking the shorts. I mean, I was all about that. I said, look at that guy, man. I'd been in a parka, and Collie's in shorts, and he's just calling it out, man. He's calling it out. Well, listen, congratulations. I thought it was a remarkable performance, and I was truly, I have never seen an offense that good at that level with 500 kids in your school. To have that much proficiency in passing, it just isn't that easy. And you had a pro-style offense that was really hard to stop with some talented kids, and it's hard to beat the smash-mouth teams from the north, and you did it.
Well, thank you. I'm very blessed, and I appreciate those kind words, and thank you very much for having me on this morning.
You're the man, Collie. Congratulations. Enjoy, and I'm fired up about windbreaker and shorts. You're a man. You're Daniel Boone, man. You're a man, man. Woo. Well, good going, bud. Nice chatting.
Thank you very much, guys.
ESPN 93.5 with Collie Walter, the head football coach at Monticello.
You just cracked me up with that stuff because I know how you dress in layers.
Are you kidding me? I am the kid from the Christmas Story movie on the porch that can't move his arms because I've got layered up. In fact, Janet, when we were in Chicago for Miss Illinois' parade, there was a woman going down the street that had more clothes than I did, and she had them all on. I mean, it was amazing. Her arms truly didn't go down to her side. No, she had 14 layers on.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing. And here's Collie in a windbreaker in shorts in a driving rainstorm, and it was cold on Friday.
Yeah. The mild weather really came on Saturday for the IHSA playoffs.
Yeah, it was sunny and very nice, but it was not very nice for a passing game. I mean, those guys, I'm telling you, if anybody has a tape, go look at it. It's like you're saying, this is what, class 7A, 8A? No, this is 3A. You just don't see that.
Way to go, Sages. I drove through Monticello yesterday and still have the streamers, the gold streamers coming off signs. And it's just the whole community came out and really supported this team.
Monticello, nice work. Dr. Todd coming up. You have a pet question or texting about Collie if you want. 359-2255. You want to text in this morning. Mentioned the garage door and CRV Honda accident. Well, I called Ben at Honda BMW. They've allowed me to drive a 2014 BMW. That thing, I mean, this is an almost five-year-old vehicle. And driving in today, a little snow, a little slick, and nothing, man. It's like tiger grip. I mean, it feels so heavy. It rides so unbelievable. I don't know if I can afford a BMW. But boy, they're a different vehicle, and this is a pre-owned 2014. They've got them all over there. So if you want a Chevy, a Ford, they've got a pre-owned. Dale's got that. I mean, a lot of great pre-owned. If you want to get into a BMW, you can get into a lease. Those are more affordable if you look at the numbers. But I'm telling you, you drive a BMW, you're going to go, oh, boy, a heated steering wheel? Really? Heated back seats? Oh, kind of like that. Anyway, it's Honda BMW. They are a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They sell a lot of Hondas. They got a lot on the lot right now. It's the end of the month. You know what that means. Gosh, we might make a little better deal for you in the final few days. You only have till Friday till December starts Saturday. So why not go into Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, and say hey to Ben Quattrone or Kenny on the BMW side, Craig on the Honda side, and get yourself something real nice. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Rattle the Stars presents Parima, an art showcase for understanding mental illness and suicide. Parima will be held on Saturday, December 1st from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at the Urbana Civic Center. Admission is free, but donations are encouraged. Over 40 artists will share their experience with mental illness, trauma, and suicide through music, dance, spoken word, painting, drawing, poetry, and more. Submissions are still being accepted. Visit rattlethestars.org for more information. Parima, sponsored by Teamsters 26 and 301, the East Central Illinois Building and Construction Trades Council, Flooring Services, and this station.
Are you stuck, bored, or underpaid? How about all of the above? Then make 2019 your year to focus on you. Start this January to train for a new career at Parkland College and get a job that you're gonna love. Think you can't afford to go back to school? Think again. There is money available to help you pay for tuition. New year, new you. Parkland College is your community college. They'll help you with those New Year's resolutions. Classes start January 14th. Sign up today at parkland.edu.
Envious of your friend's new iPhone? At Sprint by Wireless Revolution in Champaign and Urbana, you can switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone XS. What's more, you'll save monthly when upgrading or adding a new line with an eligible trade-in. Right now, get discount rate plans for those over age 55, active military, or veterans, and discounted rates when you bring your own device. Paired with the fastest average download speeds in Central Illinois, it's the whole package. Hurry to Sprint by Wireless Revolution at Marketplace or by Starbucks on Prospect in Champaign, and at Philo in Florida in Urbana.
All right, sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
Well, great to have that conversation with Coach Coley Welter of Monticello, and you know, comments coming in 359-2255. Go Sages, great job, and thanks again for being on the air with the Scully. Hall of Fame tight end and former Chicago Bears coach Mike Ditka has been released from the hospital after being treated for a mild heart attack.
I'll text him and see if he wants to show up on Friday.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Conversation between 7:30 and 8, it could happen.
Well, the last heart attack he had, I talked to him on the way home from a hospital. He says, yeah, call me tomorrow, Steve.
Right,
I'm fine.
Right.
Call me. I'm fine.
I know his wife, Diana, was saying he'll be here for a few weeks, so we don't know. And then, you know, he's out last night.
There's a pretty good chance he chewed off his wristband with his teeth.
Exactly.
Pretty good chance.
Illinois Notre Dame tonight at 6 is part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Yesterday, Nebraska beat Clemson and Boston beat Minnesota. Gonzaga is the new number one. They beat North Dakota State 102-60. I want to mention the Parkland Cobras men's basketball team. Season high 105 points as they beat Olivet Nazarene, who scored 46 points. In NFL action last night, Houston Texans got their eighth straight win, beating the Tennessee Titans 34-17. Indy over Utah 121-88. They've got Phoenix tonight, and San Antonio over the Bulls 108-107. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Dr. Todd coming up. You have a pet question, 359-2255. From trimming the tree to shopping for the perfect gift, holidays are busy. And all the running around Busey reminds you to be conscientious of spending. It's getting fired up and doing what you probably shouldn't do. Average spend per person? The average spend per person? Almost $1,000. Wow. Total spends on gifts for family, $478. 38% of holiday shoppers will donate money. Today is Giving Tuesday. If you want to donate money, it's a good day to do that. Pick your favorite charity, Giving Tuesday, after Cyber Monday. Busey Bank shares 7 holiday spending tips. Make a list. Check it twice. Be a bargain hunter. It's okay to do that. It's a great idea. Stick to the list. Factor in other expenses like postage, cards, presents, greeting cards, wrapping paper. Review receipts from last year. Save receipts the year to year. Be cautious with your credit. And remember, you're going to hear about it in January when all the excitement settles down. Busey committed to helping you handle your hard-earned money responsibly while enjoying this great season. Challenge yourself to be both meaningful and impactful with gifts. Remember, your time may be the most meaningful present they receive. A back rub. Nice. For more holiday spending tips, visit the publications page in the Resource Center at Busey.com. Busey.com. Member FDIC. All right, 7:48. Coming back with Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro. You have any pet questions? 359-2255.
I might be waggy, but I want to play.
Time to talk dogs and cats.
I'm your best friend. You can get away.
359-2255. You want to text in a question, Dr. Todd Likens?
I deserve a treat because I'm a fluffy babe.
Kirby and Madison by the police station, Muhammad. 355-5051. The pet pro, Dr. Todd. How are you?
Hey, I'm kind of cold today.
Yeah, but the dogs love this, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They've been out playing in the snow and digging and, you know, trying to make igloos, whatever.
Yeah. All right, dogs and cats. Surfing on the counter. You mean
counter surfing? Yes.
You're not supposed to do that?
Well, they try to at my house, and we've got some pretty good plate cleaners. We call it the pre-wash. Our poor garbage disposal has the job easy at my house. Anyway, if you don't want your puppies and kitties counter surfing, there's some tricks you can do.
Okay.
The double-sided, we'll start with kitties. The double-sided tape you can put on a piece of paper. And kitties don't like to jump up on a counter and feel something sticky.
Oh.
And they jump up and they don't see the piece of paper or the tape on it. And, you know, it sticks their feet a little bit and they get right back down. You do that a few times and then they stop jumping up there because it's not a good landing. Another technique I've seen is, you know, either you put a little grease on some wax paper too, or even put cans all over the counter so they jump up there and they can't tell where is the safe spot to land because there's cans everywhere.
So
all things that will kind of slow your kitty down from counter surfing. Now, doggies, they're a little more difficult, especially when you got hungry ones and tall ones like I've got.
Yeah.
They do sell something in the stores. It's an air with a motion trigger, so that'll hit them with a mist of air when they jump up and they detect motion. So you turn those on when you're not going to be in the kitchen. And that'll help cut down on counter surfing.
Or you could just feed them too much pot roast and they're too heavy.
Yeah, you get them up to Charles Way. It's probably a little harder to counter surf.
No, there's nothing going on the counter with him. But, you know, when I put the Easter eggs under my desk thinking I could hide them.
I don't recommend that with your Christmas candy either.
No, that was when Charlie nicknamed Candy Isle, when I had to make him throw up, and he literally threw up a candy aisle. That's why I call him Candy Isle. Okay, yeah, Diane?
Well, my puppy Olive is 9 months now, and she was whining a lot last night. We relocated her bed, though, and I think it was by kind of a noisy, heat. Distributor. So I feel like, you know, when we put her on the other side of the room away from that, she slept a little better.
That, and definitely change can be upsetting to certain critters. Something like that, you might try moving it in stages if it continues. You can just move it a couple feet every couple days to the new location. That's something you can try on something like that. My dogs will whine when something's not right, and it generally takes me a while to figure it out. You know, there's a noise coming from the basement or something else that's bothering them.
And I'm telling you, I am so fascinated by the behavior of the doggies. I'm just fascinated by the communication. I'm sure there's much research done on this and books all over the place, but certainly the intellect of dogs varies, does it not?
Oh, it does. I mean, some of them are more attuned to stuff like that. I mean, Gina swears the dogs know when I'm coming home before I even turn onto a road, which is not even visible to them. Very, very attuned to type thing.
It's amazing. Because maybe they hear their vibration or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I was going to mention, our puppies were showing off their intelligence. On their own, they set up a secret clubhouse down in the basement, and Gina was down there getting various toys out for them, and all of a sudden she noticed all the toys are disappearing. And she took a video, a 5-minute video of these dogs coming out and acting like they were interested in a toy, and then they disappear behind some stuff, and they had developed a secret room where they had a stash of like 20, 25 toys.
Is that right?
Yeah, so we've got a video of that on
Snow
Angel Facebook page.
Where would they go for that? Facebook Snow Angels?
Snow Angel Retrievers. and there's a video there.
Okay, and you can see the dog stashing the toys.
Right, it's a secret Snow Angel clubhouse, we call it.
So funny, I'm telling you.
And they literally disappeared behind furniture and just someplace where we couldn't see it at all.
That is so funny.
But
I mean, there's a ringleader somewhere in there, right?
It was pretty funny. We had three of them that were out, and it was pretty funny to see them line up getting toys and all of them take off just disappear and come back. Where's another one?
I'm fascinated by how they do all that. It really is something, and you've got such smart animals. It's amazing. How do people find Dr. Todd Likens?
Hey, we're at Kirby and Mattis, and we're also by the police station in Mahomet, 355-PETS, 586-PETS, fans, petpro.biz.
And we can still Walterize before Christmas, right?
Oh, there's still Walterizing time, for sure.
Yeah, I'll get them all cleaned up, a little bow and all that stuff.
Before. We had Taylor's boyfriend's dog last night was in with us, and oh my gosh, that dog smelled good after getting Walterized yesterday.
No kidding. All right, my friend, good chatting. Talk to you next week.
All right, you guys have a good one.
You too. Dr. Todd Likens, veterinarian, pet pro, Madison Kirby, and exit the police station in Mahomet. All right, ESPN 93.5. We're going to come back after the news. Look who's coming to the State Farm Center. I'll tell you about that coming up. Ooh, that'll be a good show. What is it? Stand by. News next.